Good morning, it's WAMC Regional News, and joining us is our political observer, Dr. Alan Shartok. Happy Friday, Alan.
Well, to you too, Ian, and thank you for doing all this extra work. We know that David has had a very close friend die, and we wish him well. In the meantime, you know, we're getting very close to the lockbox. We went crashing through the $200,000 mark, and we have a week to get all of this money now. Look, if anybody thinks we can't do it, think about days and the fund drive itself, where we make $100,000 a day on average. So 2 days should be it. If people decide, and this is the big question, that they'd rather get us halfway in the drive, I'm asking that everybody consider what their public radio station, what this radio station, which is hardly just a public radio station, does. We are there. We have people in the field all over the place. Somebody came up to me the other day and said they were out in a different venue in the country, and they mentioned WAMC, and somebody's eyes lit up and said, they're the talk of the system. What they do there is so much more than anybody else does. That's extraordinary, and I felt very good about that because of you, because of everybody who's out there who knows that we have made this thing together and that we're not going to let it go. So I ask you, with the passion that is necessary, go to the lockbox and put something in, WAMC.org. We really do need you. We respect you. Somebody cautioned me not to use the word love, but I do feel love towards you. And thank you so much for doing whatever you can.
So there's $219,000 in the lockbox as we speak, and more to come today, we hope. That's the talk of WAMC present and future, but we lost someone from the WAMC past this
week. We did. Not everybody knows about him. I've mentioned him in the story when I tell the history of WAMC all the time. And that is Dr. Robert Friedlander. He was the dean of the Albany Medical College before it was part of the Albany Medical Center. And they were in great distress. He was heroic at the helm trying to keep things going. And one of the consequences was that they couldn't use the medical facilities, two-way radio station, WAMC, to educate doctors anymore. There was new technology. It was costing too much money. So they said goodbye. And then Dr. Alan Miller came along, and he was the associate dean, went to the dean, who was Dr. Robert Friedlander, who has just passed, we have just learned. And he turned out to be a wonderful man. And I remember him looking at me with a sort of half smile and saying, if you can do it, we'll let you do it. And I know that others had offered them money for the radio station, but he said he wanted to keep it community. So Dave Gillette and I and a whole bunch of people, Alan Miller, got together. We had no money. We had no resources. But we said to you, do you want to keep this radio station? You said overwhelmingly yes. You went to the version that we now have of the lockbox and made it happen. It was amazing, and it was all because of you or the people who lived in your house. And Dr. Robert Friedlander was the guy who gave us our chance as the dean. He was a wonderful man, kind man, and he had a good sense of humor.
And finally, Alan, big news in the probe into the Cuomo administration and the Buffalo Billion. Word yesterday that representatives of the AG's office were searching the offices at SUNY Poly, where one of the men apparently at the center of this investigation had an office.
Well, you know that Todd Howe is indeed a very close friend of Cuomo's, although Cuomo has been distancing himself from him. And the administration has said they don't want anybody talking to him. But the fact is that the other person whose office was searched was Dr. Elaine Calieros, who is too big to fail. I'll tell you right now, this guy is beloved by governor after governor. Couldn't do enough for him. Now he finds himself at the center of this probe. Nobody, we should emphasize, nobody has been accused of doing anything wrong yet. And yet when agents come in and raid your facility and look at your computers, it can't be good.
Our political observer, Dr. Alan Shartok. Alan, thank you, and have a great holiday weekend.
Okay, Ian, and you too, and we'll see you all soon.